American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
Yeah, the Brangus cattle really bring in the best qualities from Angus and Brahman.
That's cattleman Trent McKnight. He's in West Texas talking about his particular breed of cattle on his ranch, which he partners up with his father.
Angus are high-quality beef. They grade out really well and give you that marbling that the American consumer has come to enjoy. But that black hide doesn't do very well under a hot Texas sun. So a Brahman influence on that Angus cow gives it a hardy quality to be able to survive heat, a drought, and just survivability.
Now McKnight comments on the benefits of world trade.
All trade has been good for the beef industry, and we welcome the opening of all new markets. NAFTA has been a great thing for the cattle business, an increase in demand for our product. We were hopeful about TPP, and then when that went away, we were very disappointed because that would have opened up a tremendous number of markets within Asia for cattle producers like myself. And in China, now beginning to reopen their markets back to American beef, I think is going to have a huge impact on the market and on cattle prices.
And like many other cattle producers, they're a little nervous about the renegotiation of NAFTA.
And when it comes to NAFTA and this administration wanting to renegotiate NAFTA, I mean, continue to press hard to get what's best for our producers in this country. But all in all, we've been very happy because it has opened up new markets for us. And so any way that this administration can push towards opening up new markets, renegotiating deals that make it better for our producer, we're all in favor of. So anything they can do to make it better, we support. We just want to make sure that we don't lose anything in that process.
That's Trent McKnight, a cattleman in West Texas, matching U.S. meat exporters with buyers in China. Joe Sheely, the Vice President of Communications with the U.S. Meat Export Federation.
That's one thing we'll try to help exporters with now is to find the right buyers, get them matched with a supplier, and we do think that there'll be significant demand. If the inquiries we have are any indication, demand should be pretty strong. And over a period of time, I think we'll be able to meet that demand. But again, it'll require a bit of an adjustment period.
That's Joe Sheely with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.